Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
9:00. Some listener is going to win a puck. That's right, you can send in questions, which we ask on Breakfast with the Blackhawk. My friend Brian Campbell. Is Brian with us? Yes? Okay. My friend Brian Campbell standing by, and I assume you're in New York?
Yes, I'm in New York.
Where are you right now? Are you in your room?
No, I'm downstairs about to have breakfast, so by me talking to you makes me not have breakfast right now.
Well, I appreciate you giving up breakfast for us.
Anytime.
It seems ironic, though, that we would call the segment Breakfast with a Blackhawk when Brian's not having breakfast.
Preventing him from having breakfast.
And if he has lower energy tonight on the ice, I feel like we'll be the guilty parties. Mm-hmm. I blame Dave, Brian. I just want to say that publicly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Brian. I'm not responsible for this.
No blame. I'll get in me. Don't worry.
All right. So, yeah, don't we have people running around just shoving food in your mouth when you need it? I mean, you're a major star.
Yeah, that's what they do. Like, they just have people, and you just open your mouth, and for the guys, they keep the energy up.
Feed you like a mother bird. All right, so how is your Christmas card doing? Brian Campbell created a Christmas card. Didn't know he had any artistic talent. He's the official Team Van Gogh, but both his ears are good.
Yeah, I've heard that it's the hottest-selling one out of all of them. So I saw that in a report, and paper that I was ranked the hottest selling Christmas card right about now. So,
and it's funny because your buddy Jalmerson, I was looking at his, and it's basically just stick figures. But you know, all the times he's been hit with a puck, we're lucky he can even stand upright.
Very true. Very true. He's definitely had his fair share of block shots in his career.
If you ever wondered about the dedication of Blackhawk fans, Sunday night in the middle of that blizzard. And we got another one coming this weekend, by the way. Sunday night, everybody showed up. I didn't think the team would make it, and everybody showed up.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't know. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, you're from Canada. Not that bad is, you know, is bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody made it, so it was good. I was wondering that, too, but then once I was driving to the rink, it wasn't as crazy as I thought it was going to be, so. Why not? That's the fun part. Going to a hockey game when it's snowing out kind of gets you into the holiday spirit here.
Yeah, and it won't be long. We'll have the outdoor game in St. Louis. We got some special things coming up in and about and around that. Rangers are good. And the other night they had kind of a surprise. They had Antti Raanta in goal for two straight nights. But I assume you'll get the Swede tonight, won't you?
I don't know. He played the next game, too, and he had a shutout, so he had a pretty good string there. So I'm not sure who's going to be playing for them tonight.
What kind of a lift, Brian, have you gotten from some of these young guys, like Ryan Hartman in particular, Hinostroza? These guys lately seem to have kind of picked it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think they're kind of getting more comfortable, you know, just being here, being with the team and knowing their roles and accustomed to the game plan. They're really good kids, you know, both those guys, Tyler Mott, they're good kids, so it's fun to have them around the locker room, and they're producing as well. They're good players. So, you know, I think obviously you have some injuries. Guys have to step up, and, you know, obviously Ryan's played, had a couple big games for us, so he kind of, you know, brings a good presence of some physical play and obviously some timely scoring.
I know that Taves and Seabrook made the trip with you to New York. Any sense of how frustrating this has been for Taves to have to sit out and kind of take it easy with this injury?
Yeah, in other words, how bitchy is he?
I wanted to put it that way.
He's very grumpy, yes. Johnny's, I don't know, I think, you know, it's not like it's a timeline thing where you do something or you... It's 4 to 6 weeks, or it's 2 to 3 weeks. It's kind of, you know, that's the frustrating part, and I think it would be frustrating for any athlete, you know, not knowing, you know, when this is going to end or when you're going to be back. But, you know, I think hopefully there's some light at the end of the tunnel, and, you know, obviously Johnny on the trip is good, and, you know, I know he's been skating a little bit lately, so, you know, we want him to get healthy and be at his best. So, you know, I think he's getting to that point, And you never know. Hopefully you see him in the game tonight. I'm not sure if he's playing or not, but it'd be great to see him out there.
You know he's ready because we have several monitors here in the studio. One of them is the Today Show at 30 Rock, and people are out there skating on the rink, and he just decked three tourists. He's out there skating this morning. He just took three tourists out.
Well, so that's a good sign then.
Yes, we should be ready for tonight.
We took my little cousin skating, Brian, for the first time at the Winter Wonder Fest. 5 years old. He loved
it. At the Blackhawks Fest.
He loved it. Yeah. His 4-year-old sister kind of knocked him down and said, "You're just walking." But he was so excited to be on skates.
Yeah, I got to get my daughter on the skates. So we've had her on a couple times before, but I know we have our Christmas party coming up and get her out there and see. I got her. Got the helmet all with Blackhawk decals on it now, so she's all happy about that.
Nice.
So it'll be interesting to see how she does.
He said the coolest thing about that was that he won a puck. How cool was that? Yeah, he got to spin the wheel and he won a puck.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Campbell.
No, yeah, well,
Campbell
Brian
can get
too,
pucks
yeah.
anytime he wants. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my 5-year-old.
Yeah, if you need extra pucks, Brian, let me know. Dave can make a call.
Sure, I'd be happy.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Here's your question from Suzanne, I believe it's Alfer. Could be Alfer. If you could eliminate the salary cap and bring back a teammate we lost due to the salary cap, anybody in particular that jumps to mind and go, man, I'd love to have him back? It's a good question.
Yeah, that is a really good question. Well, I don't know. I think, you know, for me, selfishly, I think you look at it, they've lost a few guys in the past, but, you know, I'm pretty good friends with Sharpie. And, you know, I think we were texting him yesterday. We had a group chat going, and then we were like, okay, where are we going for dinner tonight? And he was mistakenly on the group chat, and he's like, yeah, thanks, guys, for rubbing it in. And, for dinner. So
Sharpie, you'd bring Sharpie back.
Yeah, you know, I think definitely. I know our wives get along pretty good, so it'd be great for everybody.
Yeah, and it's tough for me, though, because Sharpie comes back, and everybody goes, oh, Patrick Sharpie? I go, no, Steve Cochran. Yeah, right. We get confused for each other a lot. Right. So.
Do I hear you're on TV an hour a day now, Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
So CLTV. You on TV?
Yeah, CLTV. Matter of fact, when you come back to town, just skip out on practice early. So, you know, just tell Q you got to skip the end of the morning skate so you can see me.
Okay, I will make sure I do that.
And then when you lose 4 or 5 shifts, don't blame me. So, okay. Yeah. Hey, buddy, thank you. I know we took you away from breakfast. Go have breakfast with the Blackhawk. Some of your teammates. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Steve.
See you, buddy. That's Brian Campbell. MB Financial Bank brings you breakfast with the Blackhawk. Nice question, Suzanne. That was good. That was very good. Take a break. Come back. Get your news next. Governor Rauner next hour on 720 WGN.